Splash in the Springs Water Park for your perfect summer staycation. It's water park fun for the whole family. Springs Water Park at the Ingleside Hotel. Visit theinglesidehotel.com to learn more.
12 different nations, most in Africa and the Middle East.
Very simply, we cannot have open migration from any country where we cannot safely and reliably vet and screen those who seek to enter the United States.
The president claims they don't do enough vetting for passports and other travel documents. This traveler weighed in at LAX.
I do hope it's a short-term travel ban and not something that is indefinite, because I do think that one of the things that makes America great and makes America beautiful is that it's a melting pot of cultures.
Mr. Trump has issued an executive order directing his White House counsel and the attorney general to investigate his predecessor and his staff. The president accuses Joe Biden's aides of a conspiracy to deceive the public about his mental state. Mr. Biden, who's 82, calls it ridiculous and false. We got word overnight from Israel. It's recovered the remains of two hostages abducted in the Hamas attack a year and a half ago. CBS's Robert Berger has details from Jerusalem.
The army says Judy Weinstein and Gad Haggai were killed by Palestinian gunmen at their kibbutz on October 7th, 2023, and their bodies were taken to Gaza. 56 hostages remain in Gaza, of whom around 20 are believed to be alive.
A manhunt is underway in Washington state for Army veteran Travis Decker, suspected of killing his three young daughters by asphyxiation during an unsupervised visit. Chelan County Sheriff Mike Morrison.
Not much to go off of. We have been following leads thanks to the FBI and the analysis team that has been going out, processing social media leads throughout the nation, not just here locally. Following up those leads, we've been assigning detectives, marshal services, representatives to go out and do interviews.
The children's bodies were found near a campground this week. A longtime friend of Sean Combs' ex, Cassie Ventura, has testified at his sex trafficking trial. The rap mogul dangled her from a 17-story balcony. CBS's Katrina Kaufman.
It wasn't until years later that she decided to send him a demand letter asking for compensation for the damages that had been incurred. She says that some of the lasting effects on her life have been nightmares, paranoia, screaming in her sleep.
Edmonton draws first blood in the Stanley Cup Finals.
Here's McDavid.
Settle scoring a power play in overtime on TNT. Oilers beat the Panthers 4-3 in their Stanley Cup final rematch. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Another day with an air quality alert. It runs through midday today with warnings still out for those susceptible to breathing issues. While it's not great here, it's worse where the smoke is coming from. Almost 30,000 Canadians have had to flee their homes as wildfires run rampant. The air quality maps show parts of eastern and southern Wisconsin as having some of the worst conditions among areas tested across the globe. One person was injured and a bunch of Amazon packages were delayed after a three-car crash in Racine County yesterday. It happened on 11 in the town of Dover, with one person treated for injuries not life-threatening. One of the cars involved was full of packages being delivered. Kansasville Fire and Rescue were the first on the scene. An investigation into what happened is ongoing. It's not every day that highway workers find themselves in the middle of a furry rescue mission. That's what happened to four Kenosha County employees at Fox River Park last week. One patrol worker spotted two baby kittens crawling out of an old log after it was loaded into a dump truck. The crew was there doing a firewood cleanup operation. After an unsuccessful search for the mother cat, other workers brought the kittens to the county center. They were eventually picked up by a local volunteer who cares for orphaned animals. Invasive plants are crowding out the native ones at Racine's Colonial Park. That's why the city is looking for volunteers that can help fight back. Three upcoming volunteer days have been set up. The first is this Saturday. Volunteers wanting to help should park at the Steelhead facility near Dominic Drive. There'll be a crew there gathering at 9. There are additional sessions planned for the 14th and the 21st. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? Well, they're not hard to find when you go to ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. People who are actively looking for jobs like yours. So it's easy to find the right person fast. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
A Brewers win in Cincinnati. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers with a 9-1 victory over the Reds yesterday. They won the series 2-1. Manager Pat Murphy pleased with lefty D.L. Hall and his 3-inning performance, allowing just one hit to get things started.
Yeah, I think he's since he's been a starting pitcher, I think he's become more of a complete pitcher, and that's kind of cool. He's really become a pitcher. At least he showed today. That's some very capable hitters over there.
The Brewers open a weekend series tomorrow night in Milwaukee against the Padres. In men's college baseball, UW-Whitewater beat the Messiah Falcons from Pennsylvania 21-5 to clinch the Division III College World Series. It's the third time Whitewater has won the national title. Basketball, game one of the NBA Finals tonight. The Oklahoma City Thunder hosts the Indiana Pacers, led by Tyrese Haliburton, a graduate of North High School in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Sunny this morning, becoming partly to mostly cloudy by a little later this afternoon. Our high today, 67, with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 54. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 65. Saturday, partly cloudy, with a high of 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
But the vegetables in the steakhouse, they don't come with the steak. They're a la carte, like leg room on Southwest. And they're not even called vegetables, they're called side dishes. Because what they do to vegetables in steakhouses, they're no longer vegetables.
You get our spinach that we cooked in ice cream. There's also our house specialty, which is a baked potato stuffed with 20 sticks of butter. If you're on a diet, we can do it with 19 sticks.
But I love a steak. When I die, I want to be buried in a steakhouse. Well, not buried, just my casket on display. And you know, people in steakhouses, they wouldn't even care. They'd be like, what's the deal with the casket?
That was a comedian. His one wish, yeah, I'll have a ribeye. Coming right up, Mrs. Gaffigan.
You Beatles always sound like they're having a good time when they recorded songs. As for the Magical Mystery Tour, which was an actual TV show in England, you can get it, I think, if you get a DVD of it, I think you can still find it. The Magical Mystery Tour. It was kind of weird. That was their weird stage. I Am the Walrus, Cuckoo, Kachoob, all that kind of stuff. Hello, goodbye, the Beatles. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. It's 6:11. I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for joining us here on this Thursday morning. Coming up at 7:05, we're going to have Kevin McDougall here, and we're going to be talking about all the 5K events coming up. And then at 7:30, we're going to talk about Harbor Fest. And with Jeff Marsh, we have a bunch of guests coming in at 7:30. Also, at 7:05, you'll have the keyword again. That's right, another keyword in our statewide Scotty Text to Win contest from Civic Media and WRJN. That's at 7:05. What else I got for you today? I think that's it, right? Yeah, I'm trying to think here. Yeah, that's it. Okay, looking for a sunny day today. Beautiful day with a high near 67. Cloudy tonight, lows 54. Partly sunny tomorrow with a high near 67. Cloudy Saturday, 65 the high. Sunny chance of showers and thunderstorms Sunday with a high near 68. It's sunny. It's gorgeous. 54 degrees right here, right now at Radio Park. Supremes, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Oh, there was one more thing I had to tell you. We're giving away some Racine Raiders tickets, a family four-packet tickets this morning. Maybe two. We'll have to decide how much time we have. But sometime this hour, I'll give you a chance to call in and win a family four-packet tickets to see the Raiders take on the Indy Bison this coming Saturday night at historic Horlick Field. I always like saying Bison because that was my high school team, the Burner Bison. Yeah, not Burner Bisons. It was the Burner Bison. And local team in town. There were two high schools, and we beat the other school every single year in the big. I think it was around Thanksgiving we did it. Every time I hear Bison, I think of my high school team. I've got a high school question for you. This is. Let's see if I can find it here. I'll get to it a little later. There was a poll on high schools, and don't tell me I can't find it now. I just had it in front of me a second ago.
It reminded me of the burner bison. I'll find it later. I can't find it now. Hey, if you're looking for a fun road trip this summer, Route 66. My wife and I are members of the Route 66 organization of Illinois, and we just have fun traveling Route 66. Well, there's a new attraction opened up in the town of Williams, Arizona on Route 66, the world's largest museum for fossilized dinosaur poop. It's got a perfect name, too. The Poozeum. It's free, by the way, if you head out on Route 66 and you make it all the way to Williams, all right? Hey, how about Gary Lewis and the Playboys? Real quickly, squeeze them in here. Count me in. Local news, timeless hits on this beautiful sunny morning at WRJN.
If you need someone to count on,
and the Playboys, and count me in. 619 local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Sunny today, high 67. Cloudy tonight, lows 54. Sunny tomorrow with a high near 67. Cloudy Saturday, sunny with a chance of showers and thunderstorms on Sunday. Right now it's sunny, 54 degrees right here at Radio Park. I found that high school poll that I was looking for here. The question was, would you go back and do high school all over again if you could? A poll for graduation season asked thousands of Americans that question. Most said yes, they would. 55% said they'd go back and do it again. Most said they'd do things differently if they went back. 5% weren't sure. 40% said no way. Once was enough. Would I go back and do it again? I don't know, because do I go back with the knowledge I have today, or do I go back with the knowledge just I had then? If I had the knowledge I had then, I'd probably do the same exact thing. I have to go back with different knowledge. See how this is working, this time continuum, like from Back to the Future? so I don't know. I think I would do, I had a great time at prom with my date, but I think I'd ask Karen Smith this time because I was afraid to ask her to the prom. The most sweetest, nicest, most beautiful girl in the school. And I was afraid I'd be 20th on the line asking her to the prom, so I didn't ask. She wound up going with her cousin because nobody asked her. So I think I'd do it differently this time. I don't know. That's it. But I have to go back with the knowledge I have today if I went back. We have another high school question coming up a little later on for you. But right now, we've got Pete with the beat.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Critics love The Pit, and so does George Clooney. The medical drama starring Noah Wiley, who also executive produces, is a hit for the streamer Max. Not that it needs help, as people are flocking to it, but it's never a bad thing when you get a celebrity endorsement from your pal George Clooney. Clooney and Wiley starred together on NBC's hit medical drama ER in the 90s. Clooney appeared on Late Night with Seth Meyers and heaped praise on his pal Wiley. Audiences seem to love it, so if you like medical dramas, check it out. If you like golf and comedy, there is a new show starring Owen Wilson you should should probably check out. The episodic is called Stick and tells the story of Wilson, who plays a washed-up pro golfer who is given another chance by coaching a talented up-and-comer. Check out new episodes of Stick, which drop Tuesday nights on Apple TV. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwava, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
June is packed with more savings thanks to WRJN Big Deals. Don't miss our Big Deals of the Day every Wednesday and Friday, featuring awesome offers from our local partners. And here's the secret to save even more. Keep listening to WRJN and the Civic Media app. Each of our hosts will share an exclusive promo code you can use all month long. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the Big Deals banner and stretch your budget further with WRJN Big Deals.
And here's that promo code. This is what you need to know. And this one's real simple. The promo code is Rosen, R-O-S-E-N. How could you forget that? I asked him for Big Kahuna as my... He said, no, we're going to use Rosen. So, check out. Just say Rosen, and you get an extra discount. How do you like that, huh? Not a bad deal from Big Deals.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
Racine, get ready. Charlie's Cheesesteaks is opening the first week of June at 4700 Washington Avenue to serve up flavor and opportunity. From sizzling cheesesteaks and that good old summertime lemonade to wash it down, Charlie's favorites are coming to town. They can't do it without you. Now hiring cooks and cashiers who bring the heat and hospitality. Send your resume to charlies2778@gmail.com and join the team. Charlie's Cheesesteaks, joining the neighborhood with great food and great people.
You don't need a boat to join the Racine Yacht Club. Just a love for great times by the water. Whether you're a seasoned sailor or just looking for a vibrant community, RYC offers something for everyone. Set sail in club races, join a crew, let the kids play, or simply soak in the beauty of Lake Michigan. The friendships you build here last a lifetime. Come for the water, stay for the people. Join the Racine Yacht Club today. Different membership levels available and no boat required. Visit RacineYachtClub.org for more info.
The perfect home is waiting for you. Whether buying or selling, Kelly Friesema with eXp Realty is your trusted local expert. She'll guide you every step of finding the right home. First-time buyer? Kelly simplifies everything. Selling? She'll price it right and market it for top dollar. Need financing guidance? Kelly has trusted lender connections. Call 262-939-4687 today to start your journey. Spring markets move fast. Call Kelly Friesema with eXp Realty to find your dream home.
Summer, summer, summer. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Yeah.
Seasoned and Sherry, local news. Tamla sits here at WRJN. An escaped inmate in Ohio was caught after a tip from a McDonald's employee. You see, the worker said he was suspicious when the guy was asking for a dollar menu item, and they hadn't had a dollar menu in years. I guess in prison you lose track of time, huh? 6:28, looking for sunshine all day today. Right now it's sunny, 54 degrees right here at Radio Park.
Mama said there'll be days like this, there'll be days like this, Mama said.
Sherelle's Mama Said. Dad never said anything. All these songs, Mama always gave warnings in all these songs we have. Dad never did anything, just sitting there watching TV, I guess. Hey, it's 6:30 at WRJN. Coming up in just a little while from now, about 15 minutes, we're going to give away a family four-pack of tickets to go see the Racine Raiders take on the Indy Bison this Saturday at historic Horlick Field. You may win them, but right now, 6:30 on the noggin. Let's check news this morning. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It's another day of what's called unhealthy air quality. Wildfire smoke from Canada is expected to linger through midday today. Health officials warn that people with asthma, heart conditions, and children should stay indoors or limit time outside. The smoke is coming from massive wildfires in Canada. The air quality maps show parts of eastern and southern Wisconsin as having some of the worst air conditions among areas tested across the globe. A 26-year-old Waukegan woman who works at a Kenosha daycare has been arrested on child abuse charges. Police say a mother discovered bruises on her 2-year-old son in April with an arrest of the worker earlier this week. She's got an initial court appearance scheduled for later this week. Dog lovers in the area can help with a shelter crisis while finding a new best friend. The Wisconsin Humane Society has cut adoption fees through next Wednesday. The shelters in Racine, Kenosha, and around the state are part of a statewide capacity crisis. Foster families are also needed to provide temporary homes. In those cases, the Humane Society provides all necessary supplies and support. And a Racine-based veterans group will benefit from tonight's events in downtown Racine. Proceeds from the Hot Harbor Nights concert series at Festival Park will go to the Marine Detachment 346. The Racine County Hog Chapter is hosting the show. Parking is available at the South Gate off 5th. Music starts at 5:30. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Racine, your stories are our stories.
Stories of dedication and resilience. Of beauty and commitment.
Of good times and of bad.
For 125 years, Rasmussen Diamonds has been part of this beautiful community of stories. We can't wait to hear yours.
Visit Rasmussen Diamonds in Racine or explore our collection online at rasmussendiamonds.com.
Plenty of Wisconsin farmers still concerned about the tone that's been set with the Make America Healthy Again Commission report. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Thursday. One of those, Doug Rebout, he is the president of the Wisconsin Soybean Association. Rebout says that with more and more consumers generationally removed from where their food comes from, education is key.
We need to show them, hey, this is what we're doing. This is the money we're investing in technology, into our equipment, to make sure we are producing a safe and, you know, affordable product. And, you know, that's the big thing right there, that affordability. We need to make sure that, you know, what we're producing on the farm, people can afford to eat. And with these studies coming out, that's going to make it tougher. That's going to raise the price of food with these studies coming out.
Doug Rebout, farmer in Janesville, also president of the Wisconsin Soybean Association, he said he is going to be watching reaction and progress from the Make America Healthy Again Commission report because he says, obviously, it could impact his farming future.
On a dairy, decisions are never made in a vacuum. Your products, technologies, protocols, they're all connected. Or at least they should be. Introducing Empowered Dairy from Merck Animal Health, the only full solution portfolio in the dairy industry. Empower is more than just powerful identification, monitoring, and biopharma tools. It's about how they work together to eliminate guesswork and solve specific problems. Learn how at m-power-dairy.com.
The Classic Green Reunion comes to Wisconsin June 12th through the 14th in West Bend. This year's event showcases Model B and industrial tractors, Waterloo Boy engines, and even drills. Come for the tractors and equipment and stay for the tours, vendors, camaraderie, and a good old-fashioned Wisconsin fish fry. To see event details or to register for tours, visit classicgreen.org. The Classic Green Reunion, June 12th through the 14th in West Bend. See you there.
And the Association of Equipment Manufacturers showing support for legislation that would establish a dairy innovation fund here in Wisconsin. The legislation would help small and medium-sized farms invest in next-generation agriculture technology that creates a zero-interest revolving loan program through the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation that would allow dairy producers to upgrade outdated equipment, adopt precision agriculture tools, and modernize manure management systems. The bill right now has been introduced by State Representative Clint Moses from Menominee and State Senator Rob Staffschult from New Richmond. That's a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Thursday. I'm PM Yonke.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
WRJN weather.
Sunny this morning, becoming partly to mostly cloudy by a little later this afternoon. Our high today 67 with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 10. Tonight mostly cloudy, 54. Tomorrow mostly cloudy, 65. Saturday partly cloudy with a high of 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now it's 53.
So I need more money. I said that the other night. Some guy goes, money can't buy you happiness. I'd like to do my own research on that. Someone's always got to say that, though. I don't know if it's just self-righteous or whatever. Like, money can't buy you happiness. Money can't buy you happiness. Okay, but can I be sad in a nicer apartment? That's what I want. I want to be sad in a nice... I have a tiny apartment. And you got to walk 5 flights of stairs to get to it. Yeah. Yes, 5 flights of stairs to get to a tiny apartment. So it's exhausting. Then disappointing. It's like taking a really long hawk bus trip to Denny's.
Sun's rising, the coffee's perking, it wouldn't be morning without Don Rosen. WRJN.
time turns me off and I don't need maybe. 9 to 5 ain't taking me where I'm bound. When it's gone, I run out to see my baby. For the night time, to forget the day, a day of uptight time, baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation, and it's time to groove. I thank the Lord for the night time, I thank the Lord for you. Talk about plans now, baby, I got plenty. But nothing ever seems to turn out the way it should. Talk about money, girl, I ain't got any. Seems like just one time I'm feeling good. Thank the Lord for the nighttime. Forget the day. Day of uptight time, baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation, it's a time to groove. I thank the Lord for the nighttime. I thank the Lord for you. Save me. Thank the Lord for the nighttime, to forget the day, day of uptight time, baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation, it's a time to groove. I thank the Lord for the nighttime, thank the Lord for you. Now.
Neil Diamond, thank the Lord for the nighttime. 640 local news, time to sit to WRJN. Here's more on that high school poll I talked about in the last half hour. Poll on the most common high school experiences, what we found, and which was our favorite, which was number one. And I was having a crush on someone in high school. The top 10 also included having a specific friend group, taking a class you loved, taking a class you hated, and this one really got to me. The most common experience people had in high school, one of them, top 10, lying to your parents. What were you lying to them about? I'm sure, I never lied to them. I was a perfect kid. I mean, that was the kid everybody wanted. Marilee Rush, here's Angel of the Morning.
There'll be no strings to bind your hands, not if my love can't bind your heart. There's no need to take a stand, for it was I who chose to start. I see no reason to take me home. I'm old enough to face the dawn. Light will be dim and it won't matter anyhow. If morning's echo says we've sinned, well, it was what I wanted now. And if we're victims of the night,
Fresh Angel in the morning. It's 6:44. Local news. Time to hit WRJN. Sunny, 67 the high for today. Cloudy, lows around 54 tonight. Partly sunny tomorrow with a high near 67. Cloudy on Saturday. Sunny with a chance of showers and thunderstorms Sunday. Right now, sunny, 54 degrees right here at Radio Park. Coming up at 7:05, we'll have that keyword for you in our Scotty Text to Win Civic Media statewide contest coming up. We'll also talk to Kevin McDougall from 5K Events. Also, who else we have coming in that I got to read that. Oh, Gary and Jeff will be in from Harborfest at 7:35 this morning. So a full hour coming up next for you. But right now, guess what? The Racine Raiders are continuing their season Saturday against the Indy Bison at Horlick Field. You can hear the game here on WRJN. Pregame 6:45 with Don Wadowitz. Kickoff 7 o'clock. Or you can be at the game with three people that you may or may not know. We have a family four-pack of tickets now to give away. If you haven't won anything in the past 60 days, give us a call right now. 262-634-9756. 262-634-WRJN. That's 262-634-9756. And what I'm going to do is, I'm going to, as soon as the phones light up, I'm going to plunk down a caller and give them a family four-pack of tickets to see the Racine Raiders this Saturday at historic Horlick Field. So think in your head right now, do I know three people that I could bring with me to the game? Should be a lot of fun. Okay, 262-634-9756. Start calling now, and we'll get a winner for you here. Hey, it's 6:45. Hey, coming up tomorrow morning, we're going to be talking to Scott Fisher from the Out of Sight Kite Flight.
The City of Kenosha and the Gift of Wings proudly presents the IKEA Out of Sight Kite Flight this Saturday and Sunday at Kennedy Park on Kenosha's lakefront from 10 till 5. Amy and Connie Duran from America's Got Talent, the Fire and Ice Precision Flying Team, and Jim Alma from Vancouver will attempt to fly three stunt kites at the same time. Then you can see the flying emus fly four stunt kites. Join all the excitement this weekend, Saturday and Sunday from 10 till 5 at Kennedy Park for IKEA Out of Sight Kite Flight.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
This Friday, June 6th, is National Donut Day, and all the fun begins at O&H Danish Bakery. In addition to all your favorites, O&H is featuring their new blueberry cheesecake donut on Friday only. It has a rich cream cheese filling and fresh blueberries. O&H tops it with powdered sugar and their incomparable blueberry buttercream. If you love donuts, you gotta get to O&H. O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Mark your calendars. Greek Fest is back at Kamisi's Greek Orthodox Church, June 27th through the 29th. Get ready for a weekend packed with delicious Greek food, live music, amusement rides, and fun for the whole family. Experience the Kamisi's dance troupe, take a guided church tour, enjoy cooking demonstrations, and explore the festive Greek marketplace. Don't miss the sights, sounds, and flavors of Greece right here in Racine. Greek Fest, June 27th to 29th at Kamisi's Greek Orthodox Church on Green Bay Road.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Set sail with Racine Riverside Marine, your one-stop destination for all things boating in the heart of downtown Racine. Whether chasing the thrill of a Robalo or the timeless beauty of a Dufour, they have the brands you trust and more. New, used, power, or sail, Riverside has it all. From expert boat servicing to secure indoor and outdoor storage, Racine Riverside Marine is more than a dealership. It's your boating partner on the Great Lakes. Racine Riverside Marine. Visit today at 950 Erie Street or RacineRiverside.com. Let the water be your playground.
WRJN. Listen to me, baby.
gotta understand. Hey, yo. You're old enough to know the makings of a man. Hey, yo. Listen to me, baby, it's hard to settle down. Hey, yo. Am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end. Baby, that's you. Won't you wait? But till then, when I see your lips, baby, to be kissed, stop. I can't stop.
No, I can't stop myself. Lightning striking again. Lightning striking again.
Nature's taken over my one-track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all lost time.
If she's put together fine, if she's in my mind.
In the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then, if she gives me a sign that she wants to make.
Christy, lightning strikes, 6:52, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Kevin McDougall is going to be joining us at 7:05, but in the interim, he's here now. Got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
How were did you enjoy high school when you went?
I loved high school. There are so many people that say they wouldn't go back and relive their high school days. Well, I would do it in a minute.
Okay, well, that's the question. I had this question here from a poll, and it said, would you go back and do your high school all over again if you could? And most people said yes. 55% said they'd do it again, but they'd do things differently this time. 5% weren't sure. 40% said no way, once was enough. Here's the question, though. Do you go back with the knowledge you have today, or do you go back just as you were then?
Yeah, that would be helpful.
Because if you went back just the way that, you're going to do the same stuff again.
Exactly.
Because you don't know any different.
Yeah.
Now, if I went back with the knowledge today, you know, I mentioned on the air, the only thing I'd do is ask Karen Smith to the senior prom.
Yeah, I remember your story about
that. I was so afraid to ask her. She was so sweet, the most beautiful girl. And nobody asked her. And when I got there, I was with a date at the prom. And you could see in my eyes, I'm so disappointed. Sure. I felt bad because the girl I took was just a sweetheart, and I know her, and she's just a nice girl. But, yeah, so what would you do different?
You know, to be honest, probably drink a little less.
Oh, you drank in high school?
Yeah. But actually, it would be related to, I was a Texas high school football player. So I'd probably do things related to that a little differently. Maybe change positions where I could play a little bit more than I did. But otherwise, I mean, I had a lot of great friends that I'm still in contact with. Yeah. And, great, great high school memories.
So. I think the only thing I would do is I would dress better. Mm-hmm. I had a big fro on my head. I think I'd get a better haircut. And I'd be a little cooler than I was. I was a real geek. To look at me now, you know, I was like a beanpole in high school. Very thin and tall.
Sure.
And I think I'd do that a little differently. But I'd have to go back with the knowledge of today.
Yeah. That would be very helpful.
And then I'd go to my science teacher. This was back in the early 70s. I think I'd say, listen, I got this great idea for a telephone.
No wires. You can walk with it everywhere you want to go. I think we should invest in this pictures. Thing. I'll call it a cell phone. Let's. If I can get investors right now.
Right. Want to get in on the ground floor of this?
Yeah. So this is what I would do if right. I had a chance. Or I'd say, listen, I have this cure for all these diseases. Uh-huh. And he said, let's work on it together. We could patent the cure and we've got to go back. But it's like Back to the Future.
Oh, absolutely.
Remember what he said? Yeah. You screw up and in Back to the Future, remember his geeky mother and father?
Yeah.
He screwed up. And when he got back, they were cool
they were
people.
Very cool.
So you got to be careful what you do. Hey, 654 WRJN, love or let me be lonely. I love this Friends of Distinction now. Distinction, Love or Let Me Be Lonely, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Coming up at 7:05, we're going to have another keyword in our Scotty Civic Media Text to Win statewide contest. Your chance to win. Oh, we have vacation getaways to the Dells. We've got Door County. I think today we're playing for some Brewer tickets, so it should be a lot of fun. All right, this is an odd but true. You know those trick birthday candles you used to have when you were a kid? Remember you used to light the candles, you blow them out, and they're reignited? You know they were legal in Canada, and back in the 70s, they made them illegal to own. What a bunch of killjoys. Why would they do something like that? That's part of everybody's childhood growing up, trying to blow out those fake candles. 6:58, local news, timeless hits, sunshine today. Right now, sunny, 54 degrees right here at Radio Park.
I used to play around with hearts, pacing at my call. But when I met that little girl, I knew that I would fall. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool. Poor little fool. I was a fool. Oh yeah. She'd play around and tease me with her carefree devil eyes. She'd hold me close and kiss me, but her heart was full of lies, poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool. Cared for me and that we'd never part, and so for the very first time I gave away my heart. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool. The next day she was gone and I knew she lied to me. She left me with a broken heart, won her victory. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
I was a fool, oh yeah.
Well, I played this game with other cards, but I never thought I'd see the day when someone else would play love's foolish game with me. Little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool. I was a fool. Oh yeah,
poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool.
Rick Nelson, local news, timeless hits. It's 7 o'clock.
News and time.
Sink and ocean.